3. "It's a plug," Kelsier said. Fuzz, Preservation, as the god had said he could be called, sat outside the prison. He was still missing half his face, and the rest of him was leaking in larger patches as well. These days, the god spent more time near the well, for which Kelsier was grateful. He had been practicing how to pull information from the creature. "Hmm?" Preservation asked. "This well," Kelsier said, gesturing around him. "It's like a plug. You created a prison for ruin, but even the most solid of burrows must have an entrance. This is that entrance, sealed with your own power to keep him out, since you two are opposites."
"That,"
Preservation said, trailing off. "That," Kelsier prompted.
"That's utterly wrong."
Damn, Kelsier thought. He'd spent weeks on that theory. He was starting to feel an urgency. The pulses of the well were growing more demanding, and ruin seemed to be growing increasingly eager in its touch upon the world. Recently, the light of the well had started to act differently, condensing somehow, pulling together. Something was happening.
"We are gods, Kelsier," Preservation said with a voice that trailed off, then grew louder, then trailed off again. "We permeate everything. The rocks are me. The people are me. And him. All things persist but decay. Ruin and preservation."
"You told me this was your power," Kelsier said, gesturing again at the well, trying to get the god back on topic. "That it gathers here."
"Yes, and elsewhere," Preservation said. "But yes, here. Like dew collects, my power gathers in that spot. It is natural, a cycle. Clouds, rain, river, humidity. You cannot press so much essence into a system without it congealing here and there."
Great. That didn't tell him anything. He pressed further on the topic, but Fuzz grew quiet, so he tried something else. He needed to keep Preservation talking, to prevent the god from slumping into one of his quiet stupors.
"Are you afraid?" Kelsier asked.
"If Ruin gets free, are you afraid he will kill you?"
"Ha!" Preservation said. "I've told you. He killed me long, long ago."
"I find that hard to believe."
"Why?"
"Because I'm sitting here talking to you."
"And I'm talking to you. How alive are you?"
"A good point."
"Death for one such as me is not like death for one such as you," Preservation said, staring off again. "I was killed long ago, when I made the decision to break our promise. But this power I hold, it persists, and it remembers. It wants to be alive itself. I have died, but some of me remains, enough to know that there were plans."
It was no use trying to pry out what those plans were. He didn't remember whatever this plan was that he'd made.
"So it's not a plug," Kelsier said.
"Then what is it?"
Preservation didn't reply. He didn't even seem to hear.
"You said to me once before," Kelsier continued, speaking more loudly, "that the power exists to be used, that it needs to be used. Why?"
Again, no answer. He was going to need to try a different tactic.
"I looked at him again. You're opposite."
Preservation stood up straight, turning his haunting, half-finished gaze upon Kelsier. Mentioning ruin often shocked him out of his stupor.
"He is dangerous," Preservation said. "Stay away. My power protects you. Do not taunt him."
"Why? He's locked up."
"Nothing is eternal. Not even time itself," Preservation said. "I didn't imprison him so much as delay him."
"And the power?"
"Yes," Preservation said, nodding.
Yes, what?
Yes, he will use that. I see.
Reservation started as if realizing, or maybe just recalling, something important.
My power created his prison. My power can unlock it. But how would he find someone who would do it? Who would hold the powers of creation, then give them away?
Which we don't want them to do, Kelsier said.
No, it will free him.
And last time? Kelsier asked.
Last time.
Preservation blinked and seemed to come to himself more.
Yes, last time. The Lord Ruler. I made it work last time. I've put her into the spot to do this, but I can't hear her thoughts. He's been working on her. So mixed up.
Fuzz? Kelsier asked, uncertain.
I must stop her. Someone!
His eyes unfocused. What are you doing?
Hush!
Fuzz said, voice suddenly more commanding.
I'm trying to stop this.
Kelsier looked around, but there was nobody else here.
Who?
Do not assume that the me you see here is the only me, Fuzz said. I am everywhere. But hush!
Kelsier hushed, in part because he was happy to see such strength from the god after so long motionless. After some time, however, he slumped down.
No use, Fuzz mumbled. His tools are stronger.
So, Kelsier said, testing to see if he'd be hushed again.
Last time, Rashik used the power instead of... what? Giving it up?
Fuzz nodded.
Alendi would have done the right thing as he perceived it. Given the power up. But that would have freed Ruin. Giving the power up is a stand-in for giving the power to him. The powers would interpret that as me releasing him. My power accepting his touch back into the world directly.
Great, Kelsier said. We need a sacrifice, then. Someone to take up the powers of eternity, then use them for whatever he wants instead of giving them away. Well, that is a sacrifice I'm perfect to make. How do I do it?
Preservation regarded him. The creature's earlier strength was no more. He was fading, losing his human attributes. He didn't blink anymore, for example, and didn't make a pretense of breathing in before speaking. He could be utterly motionless, lifeless as an iron rod.
You, Preservation finally said, using my power. You.
You let the Lord Ruler do it.
He tried to save the world. As did I. You tried to rescue a boatload of people from a fire by sinking the boat, then claiming at least they didn't burn to death.
God hesitated.
You're going to punch me again, aren't you?
Can't reach you, Fuzz, Kelsier said. The power. How do I use it?
You can't, Preservation said. That power is part of the prison. This is what you did by merging your soul to the well, Kelsier. You wouldn't be able to hold it anyway. You're not connected enough to me.
Kelsier settled down to think on this, but before he had time to do much, he noticed an oddity. Were those figures in the chamber outside? Yes, they were. Living people marked by their glowing souls. More inquisitors come to drop off a dead body? He hadn't seen any of them for ages. Two people stole into the corridor and approached the well, passing rows of pillars that showed as illusory mist to Kelsier.
They're here,
Preservation said.
Who?
Kelsier said, squinting. It was difficult to make out details of faces with those souls glowing. Is that? It was Vin.
What?
Preservation said, looking toward Kelsier, noting his shock.
You thought I was waiting here for nothing? It happens today. The Well of Ascension is full. The time has arrived.
The other figure was the boy, Elend Venture.
Kelsier was surprised to find he wasn't angry at the sight.
Yes, the crew should have known better than to put a nobleman in charge, but that wasn't really Ellen's fault. He'd always been too oblivious to be dangerous. Besides, whatever the faults of his parentage, this venture boy had stayed with Vin.
Kelsier folded his arms, watching Venture kneel beside the pool.
If he touches it, I'm going to slap him.
He will not, Preservation said. It's for her. He knows it. I've been preparing her. I tried, at least.
Vin turned and seemed to be looking at God. Yes, she could see him. Was there a way Kelsier could use that?
You tried, Kelsier said. Did you explain what she needs to do? Your opposite has been watching her, interacting with her. I've seen him doing it. He tried to kill Elland.
No, Fuzz said, haunted. He was imitating me. He looked as I do to them and tried to kill the boy. Not because he cares about one death, but because he wanted her to distrust me. To think I am her enemy. But can't she tell the difference? Between his hate and destruction and my peace? I cannot kill. I've never been able to kill.
Talk to her, Kelsier said. Tell her what she needs to do, Fuzz.
Preservation shook his head. I can't get through to her. Can't speak to her. I can hear her mind, Kelsier. His lies are there. She doesn't trust me. She thinks she needs to give it up. I've tried to stop this. I left her clues, and then I tried to make someone else stop her, but I've failed.
Oh, hell, Kelsier thought. Need a plan. Quick.
Vin was going to give up the power. Release the thing. Even without Preservation's assertions, Kelsier would have known what Vin would do. She was a better person than he had ever been, and she never had thought she deserved the rewards she was given. She'd take this power and she'd assume she had to give it up for the greater good. But how to change that? If Preservation couldn't speak to her, then what?
Elland stood up and approached Preservation.
Yes, the boy could see Preservation too.
She needs motivation, Kelsier said, an idea clicking in his mind.
Ruin had tried to stab Elland to frighten her. It was the right idea. He just hadn't gone far enough.
Stab him, Kelsier said.
What?
Preservation said, aghast. Kelsier pushed out of his prison bonds a few steps, approaching Fuzz, who stood just outside. He strained to the absolute limits of his fetters.
Stab him, Kelsier said. Use that knife at your belt, Fuzz. They can see you and you can affect their world. Stab Elland Venture. Give her a reason to use the power. She'll want to save him.
I'm Preservation, he said. The knife. I haven't actually drawn it in millennia. You speak of acting like him, as he pretended I would act. It's horrible.
You have to, Kelsier said.
I can't,
Fuzz reached to his belt, and his hand shimmered. The knife appeared there. He looked down at it, the blade glistening.
Old friend,
he whispered at it. He looked toward Elland, who nodded. Preservation raised his arm, weapon in hand, then stopped. His half-face was a mask of pain.
No, he whispered. I preserve.
He's not going to do it, Kelsier thought, watching Elland talk to Vin, his posture reassuring. He can't do it. Only one option.
Sorry, kid, Kelsier said.
Kelsier grabbed Preservation's shimmering arm and slashed it across the Venture boy's stomach. He felt as if he were stabbing his own flesh, not because of Venture, but because he knew what it would do to Vin. His heart lurched as she rushed to Venture's side, weeping.
Well, he'd saved this boy's life once, so this would make them even.
Besides, she would rescue him. She'd have to save Elland. She loved him. Kelsier stepped back, returning to his prison proper, leaving an aghast Preservation to stare at his own hand as he stumbled away from the fallen man.
Gut wound, Kelsier whispered. He'll take time to dive in.
Grab the power. It's right here. Use it.
She cradled Venture. Kelsier waited, anxious. If she entered the pool, she'd be able to see Kelsier, wouldn't she? She'd become transcendent, like preservation. Or would she have to use the power first? Would that free Kelsier? He had no answers, only an assurance that whatever happened, he could not let that thing beyond escape. He turned, and was shocked to find it there. He could sense it, pressed against the reality of this world in infinite darkness. Not just the flimsy imitation of preservation he'd made before, but the entire vast power. It wasn't in any specific space, but at the same time it was pressed up against reality and watching with a keen interest. To his horror, Kelsier saw it change, sending forward spines like the spindly legs of a spider. On their end, dangling like a puppet, was a humanoid figure.
"Vin," it whispered. "Vin."
She looked toward the pool, her posture grieved. Then she left Venture and entered the well, passing Kelsier without seeing him and reaching the deepest point. She sank slowly into the light. At the last moment, she ripped something glowing from her ear and tossed it out. A bit of metal. Her earring? Once she sunk completely, she did not appear on this side. Instead, a storm began. A rising column of light surrounded Kelsier, blocking him from seeing anything but the raw energy. Like a sudden tide, an explosion, an instant sunrise. It was all around him, active, excited.
"You mustn't do it, child," Ruin said through his human-like puppet.
How could it speak with such a soothing voice? He could see the force behind it, the destruction, but the face it put on was so kindly.
"You know what you must do."
"Don't listen to it, Vin!" Kelsier screamed, but his voice was lost in the roar of the power. He shouted and railed as the voice conned Vin, warning her that if she took the power, she'd destroy the world. Kelsier fought through the light, trying to find her, to seize her and explain. He failed. He failed horribly. He couldn't make himself heard, couldn't touch Vin, couldn't do anything. Even his impromptu plan of stabbing Elland proved foolish, for she released the power. Weeping, flayed, ripped open, she did the most selfless thing he had ever seen. And in so doing, she doomed them. The power became a weapon as she released it. It made a spear in the air and it ripped a hole through reality and into the place where Ruin waited. Ruin rushed through that hole to freedom.